President Salva Kiir signed the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities 6 months ago, making South Sudan the 185th country to ratify the UN Convention. Diana Joseph is the head of the South Sudan Women with Disabilities. She says the signing and ratification of the convention gives persons with disabilities equal rights to participate in socio-economic and political activities in South Sudan.
I have not seen someone representing women with disability, whether being in the ministerial positions or in the parliament. So by signing this UN convention, it also reminds the government that now the convention for persons with disability has been ratified. So women with disability has seats in the parliament and to sit in every seat where women are needed.
Joseph says many children with disabilities have been left at home without access to education due to societal biases and discrimination against people living with disabilities. Augustine Wudu Ilario, chairperson of the South Sudan Union of Persons with Disabilities, says sign language should be introduced in schools to cater for students with hearing impairment.
The armed violence of 2013 and 2016 had immensely raised the population of persons with disabilities in South Sudan, and most of them are living in a desperate life without access to basic needs such as food, shelter, health care services, and many others. We are always looked at as long-term recipients of assistance. However, we have a potential to contribute to the development of this nation when we are given the opportunities.
The head of UNMISS Human Rights Division, James Pandas, says South Sudan should incorporate the convention into its laws.
This convention is unique because it interprets policies that incorporate the right of persons with disability. It is a legal binding document that really removes barriers and paves ways for equal enjoyment of the right of persons with disability in all aspects.
Article 7 of the convention tasks the government to domesticate and incorporate the convention into its laws, while Article 12 obligates the government to give equal rights to persons with disabilities before the law. Esther Ikere, Undersecretary in the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, says the government of South Sudan should create awareness about the rights of people living with disabilities.
As a ministry, one of the key tasks in this implementation is to ensure that the convention is disseminated at the national and the state level. And through this dissemination, we have to ensure that the convention is interpreted using our own languages.
The UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is an international protocol that promotes, protects, and ensures equal enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms by all persons with disabilities. Tuesday's celebration was held under the theme, Disability Rights Are Human Rights, Remove Barriers and Promote Inclusion, Leaving No One Behind. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio, reporting from Juba.